I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Before I was having technical difficulties, Ski was just one by one naming Twitch personalities and taking them down. He started with the guy who races NFL players, I Show Speed. So what, anything, any, I mean, who else you got? You're going to take down Pokimane while we're at it? You're going to take down,
probably,
you're going to take down Hassan. You're going to go after Hassan. Let's go, man.
Oh, the online, like the streamer, political stream, the political streamer verse is just random fucking mouth breathers that people want to listen to their political takes. I know what it is.
Again, did you just discover I feel like you just had a fucking awakening two minutes ago.
We've been on Twitch for like over 2 years now.
Like, guys, offline, he was there's 14,000 people just watching a moderately attractive woman sitting in her bedroom.
Empty bedroom. I don't get it.
That's what you're not an incel.
Grow a perky pair of bees. Mm-hmm. Sit in a room. You'll figure it out. It'll come to you.
Please, please grow those. And
I'm not even asking you to go D's.
No,
just a perky set of bees.
Set of bees. Get you a hot tub, and you'll, my guy, thousands.
It's insane.
All these scrubs in our chat right now who keep subscribing. By the way, thanks for subscribing, AK-47. All these scrubs in our chat.
Shout out
watching,
to Tyson Alger.
Yeah, Tyson Alger. Thanks for being in the chat. All these scrubs who watch and follow us, they're by the wayside once you get that hot tub and those bees, dog. You figure it out. For the pod.
Because I get streamers that offer things, if they're playing video games,
offer things,
or even
no,
even
they
the
offer
people
us.
That
they give us no. bits, they subscribe to us because we're the draw because we got those bees. Ugh.
Well, apparently we got to step it up or something because we ain't competing with 14,000 people.
No, I truly think if one of us, you or me, decides to start streaming playing games or something, I think it might change things a little bit because I like the algorithm, right? We don't have an algorithm right now. We're just we're just us at this point. But if we get that a little bit further reach right now, we got random Oregon sports and opening card packs. We got the hobby, but
that's pretty much it's the same group.
It's good.
And, I mean, it's not, there's no,
I love it. I'm here for it. I would watch it. I do watch it. But the randoms won't. So
no, I mean, I get it.
This is what we got to do. This is what we got to do. We got to bust out the All old right. Zeldas. King, let's bust out the old Zeldas. Let's go.
Someone's got to wear tight shorts.
Link shorts. You got to wear the Link outfit.
Little bit of a dick print type thing, but not too much. You get banned.
Nope.
See where that goes. One of you two, while you're playing Red Dead Redemption 2 or something.
Just... I love this. Yeah. By the way, I'm looking at this, by the way. I'm trying to draw more. Do you see what's going on here? I got the actual light. I got the light. Big ups to Fat Kid Deals for the actual streamer light that I have. I got this guy here. I just got a hanging plant the other day, guys. I put it up in a spot. Okay. I know the camera's going to catch it. Guys, I'm not just in front of my couch anymore.
And Ski's over here just poo-pooing the whole profession because he doesn't like Oz
pretty
and
much.
Gold.
Perfection.
Yeah, he doesn't brush his teeth or wash his hair.
I think that might be the guy I have most problem with when I was talking about mouth breathers, making political comments.
He's gross. Yeah. Guy literally just lives in a basement, and it's disgusting. Yeah.
Makes a shit ton of money off of this. Yeah,
I know. It makes a lot of money, I guess.
Hey, speaking of which, how are your animals doing? Are they feeling good? Because you know, the reason I ask is because I just went. So I've been having issues with my doggo. He's over a year now. When we do the pod, he wants to play. And so I'm like, all right, there's one way to do this. And so I got a jog in with him, like, before we started the pod. I got a good couple miles in with him, and he's doing good. He's got, like, his bed over here he's laying on. But you know what? Like, I was a little bit nervous because I gave him dinner right beforehand. And you know what that consisted of? ThinkJinx.com, guys. The ThinkJinx.com chicken, I put the little topper on it. Fuck, man. He was pulling me. You know what I mean? It's like one of those fucking cartoons where the dog is just like dragging the human down the street. That was it. So I'm asking how your dogs are doing. Mine's doing great. He's healthy as hell thanks to that thinkjinx.com. Swoosh, by the way, like, the reason I like was reminded of this is because Swoosh in our Discord, like, he's house sitting for somebody and they got some dog treats from Jinx. And I was like, oh, yeah.
That's stew. I didn't know they offered canned stew for dogs.
I'm saying. Good stuff.
Whatever it's all for of, human all consumption
of,
on that.
All of you pod pups out there listening right now, salute. Yeah. All right. Let's do sports because we are the number one Blazer podcast.
Well, two of the three of us are.
Ho, ho! Yeah, you've been slapping, King. I figured it out, man. Call yourself a Zurs fan.
I'm the only one wearing a Zurs paraphernalia. What's talking about?
No, that was the first game I've watched all season. Like, actual.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
Yeah. Well, I think the problem is.
Did you know what their team colors were when you tuned in? Were you surprised? Oh, they're not purple and black.
I was like, oh, Damian Lillard's on the bench. Like, when did he get hurt? Huh.
Who's this white guy scoring points for him? What's going on here?
Drew and the Jew, guys. Come on. What are we talking about?
Drew and the Jew.
Yeah.
Well, J. Rue.
I tell you what, that is a fun team to watch. I gotta say,
sometimes.
Yeah, no. Well, as a person who has watched them all of one game this season,
once
I can tell you that team is fun, guys. I don't get like they're championship bound, boys. Where they handled those Suns. I mean, what could the Spurs possibly have? Like Tim Duncan's gonna roll out there and score like 25 points? Come
David
on, guys.
Robinson
what are we talking
gonna come
about?
Out there.
Yeah. Mario Ellie, is that who we're afraid
they
of?
They couldn't possibly have a better center than Robinson or Duncan.
David Robinson.
They?
Come on.
Not possible.
Apparently fucking Will Perdue erasure over here, King. Come on.
Oh, I love
Will
that.
Purdue, Will Blazer Pur- legend as
Will
well.
Will Purdue in the zeitgeist recently for the Blazers. That was great. Yeah. If you did not see that, listener, Will Purdue, it was like training camp, and they had like three, like I think it was Rasheed Wallace, Bonzi Wells, and Damon Stoudemire were talking with Matt Barnes. And they were telling the story about how Will Purdue essentially faked a hamstring injury so he couldn't get cut because you couldn't cut players if they were injured. And so there was like two spots and three guys, and he made sure he wasn't one of the guys getting cut because he faked an injury.
Man down!
Like he got
sniper!
That's great. Like Jailblazers, by the way, before we talk about the actual game, Jailblazers like resurgence this last couple of weeks. It's been fun as hell.
Well, the documentary is dropping. And like you said, those guys, I'm not sure what day that podcast dropped with those guys talking. Yeah. And on top of the playing game win. Yeah. It might be the biggest time to be a Blazer fan in the last 5 years.
The nation
enjoy
is
it.
Tuning
it's
in.
Enjoy last it. Another
exactly.
Week.
Yep. Well, let's just get out of the way right now. A gentleman's sweep, is that still your call, King? Blazers steal one in the Nets.
Steal one. Yeah.
That's respectable.
That's it.
Yeah.
Unless they take down Wemby, and then I think they got the series.
Like literally, like Tanya Harding, Wembanyama.
Well,
like,
LaMelo Ball just go in there and take out Bam. That's all you gotta do.
Jeez. He's got a soft tissue rib injury, you know. Hey, Tumani, get in there, you know. Jeremy Grant, be useful. You know, put a little elbow.
Be do some, do something.
I love that, by the way.
He hit two big threes.
Two huge threes. Right when you and I were talking shit about him.
At the end court, yeah.
We're like, Jesus Christ, he is a waste of space. And then he knocks down two humongous threes.
He is still a waste of space. Yes. He still is.
Yeah, that's sort of like the whole team, right? Is they got a few wastes of space that just like need to fill space on that team and will randomly just play well. So now's a good time.
I mean, I was gonna say, like,
great point by CT Benoit here. I mean, we drafted the big terror for a reason. If it's not to take out Wemby, why did we draft him?
Why did we do it?
There's a purpose.
Like, my thing with the Blazers is
everybody has a role.
Obviously, they're not beating the Spurs, duh, right? And this year has still been kind of weird because we still didn't really see Scoot, Shaden, Klingon play together. Like, Klingon's good. I think we know Klingon's good. He's limited as the center. Like, I think I said it like a month ago on here. In 2028, is he going to be the starting center for the U.S.? In the Olympics?
Yeah, there's a good chance.
Maybe. Like, that's a thing.
Real quick, does he feel like one of those deals, like one of those Blazers things where they draft the big, he needs a few years to develop, like he gets good. Then he reaches that level where he's about to make that next step and his contract is up. And the Blazers just don't want to. If they were to pay him this year, it's overpaying, but they would be paying for this. So does he feel like one of those deals? Like, who knows what Dundon
I don't think his offense is ever going to be like dynamic enough to he'll get overpaid because that's the business, but he's not going to be like a $50 million a year guy.
No, that jump you're talking is him turning to like a 20-12 guy, but
that's
I kind of see him just kind of
holy shit. By the way,
I see him, but I see him capped at more 15-6. You know, he's not going to be. He's never going to be the
which is awesome.
Perfectly, as King said, that will be the U.S.'s starting center because there's no other American big that is
right. I mean, he led the NBA in rebounds this year, year two. Yeah. You know, exactly. So I mean, that's a thing.
It's fantastic.
He does.
Or
I mean,
a second in rebounds. So they as a center, he was technically. There's some metric we're clinging because there's a bazillion metrics. They're all made up, but there was a metric where Klingon was like the most productive rebounder per 48 minutes. Yeah, whatever. But like my thing with the Blazers this year is like, hey, the other night was fun. They're going to lose in 4 or 5. That's fine. But like Scoot, Shaden, they didn't play enough together to like be like next year, they're going to explode. You know what I mean? Like Scoot had his moments against the Suns the other night. That's great. That's fun. But he missed, you know, 50 games to start the year, whatever the fuck it was. And they still got Drew, who's very clearly not in the long-term plans because
like
you want to know what? Yeah, and they're bringing in a 35-year-old next year off a torn Achilles, Damian Lillard. So
still kind of amazing that they got Holiday to play, right? Like, at all.
Yeah.
Not play?
Well, no, they traded for him, and he had no interest in playing whatsoever. No, like, none.
Yeah,
like,
he's also wanting, someone seeing how he played this season for the Blazers is going to pay him a good 1 or 2 year deal off it, so that's why you play.
Sure, but he could have retired instead of going to Portland and
what, you turn down like an extra $40 million over the next couple of years?
Tax. I mean, he's rich.
he's still too good. He's still too good.
His wife is still living off that USA soccer money too. Like,
I'm sure that's huge. No,
they're good. Out.
Big money. Big money coming out of that. Women's sports.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, women's sports. Not even a women's sports. Men's. Or not even men's or women's, just U.S. Olympics. We're the only country that doesn't pay them.
Olympics and World Cup, period.
But I was listening to NBA radio the other day, yesterday, and they were talking about Advia versus the Suns. And they were ripping on Dylan Brooks for not guarding him in the last half of the fourth quarter. They were like, Dylan, this is your thing. You got to guard him.
Didn't you have 5? Fouls already going into that?
Yes. Well, that's why.
He fouled out at the end.
Yes, of course that's why.
Yeah.
But, But it was Frank Isola and Brian Scalabrine. Brian Scalabrine, for anyone out there who knows who they are. And they were both saying that the last like 4 minutes of that game with Advia reminded them of that like 2 or 3 year span from like 2016 to 2018 with the Cavs and the Raptors, where even if the Raptors were the highest seed, it was the LeBronto era where they just, and I think their exact words was the Raptors just looked at the snarling Adonis going downhill in LeBron. And that's how they looked at Advia the last 5 minutes. They're like, nope, I don't want to guard him.
Couldn't do shit.
You want to guard him? Go right. Go. Yep. Oh, you're only going to go to your right? Yep. Please do it again.
Have at it,
buddy. I'm scared. Nope, you're going to run me over and score on me. I don't want that. Just score with no resistance. It was just funny imagery if you remember those LeBron games against the Raptors and just Denny Advia. It's just a funny imagery.
He is good at basketball. Hashtag analysis. Yeah. So his whole story, like, correct me if I'm wrong here, his whole story as I gathered it is like the Wizards got him and just essentially didn't know how to use him. And tried to like sort of force feed him into a position he wasn't really comfortable playing. And then he ends up with the Blazers where he's just sort of let to be.
Only there for a year or two.
Right.
I mean, they drafted him and essentially dealt him.
He was there for like 4 seasons.
Is it that long?
He's old. I think he was in the 2021 draft. Right. He's older than people think. He was just on the Wizards.
He goes
to the Zers, and Tiago Splitter is just like the Advia fucking whisperer.
He lets
him do his thing, and he's really fucking good, and you should probably just let him do his thing.
Yeah, let him be our beautiful foul merchant.
Yeah. Like just, well, he did score. He did average almost 15 a game his final season in Washington.
Which is okay.
Which you never know. It could have been, I mean...
Which is apparently
playing nobody. My rule is somebody has to score on a team. Yeah. It just happened to be Denny was one of the two guys that has to score.
That's apparently like team. Peak Klingon level.
Who was the leading scorer? Who was the leading scorer on that Wizards team?
On the
I just want to hear
23 Wizards. Let's find out.
Any guesses?
I have no idea who it could be. Jordan Poole?
Was Poole on that team?
Fuck.
We got.
Blanking.
Who's
on
the roster? God, team was fucking stacked. Nope, that's the wrong season.
Chat says Kuzma.
I see Kuzma, Beal, and Porzingis, but I think that was the year before.
Yeah. My guess is Beal. Fender says Kuzma.
There it is.
This is taking fucking forever.
This is good podcasting, guys.
Yeah.
So Kuzma.
I thought Ski had an already up. That's why he said it.
Kuzma averaged 22, Poole 17. Then you had Tyus Jones with 12, Daniel Gafford with 11. Jeez. Here's a great one. Corey Kispert with 13 and a half.
Kispert goes eggs.
Marvin Bagley III, 13.3.
Wow. Bagley was already on the Wiz.
That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Whoa.
Props to Danilo Gallinari was still in the league.
Props to Fender for the guess. Yep.
Wow.
Eugene Omorugi was on that team as well.
Eugene from Eugene?
Yep, from Eugene.
Hey,
what does Fender win, King? He's wondering.
I have no idea I don't know what's going on.
He guessed Kuzma. He's asking how he wins.
He could go take Denny's job at the IDF. Just swap him.
Yeah. There you go. Fight for your country, Bender.
There you go.
Do it.
Coward.
Wizards merch.
Yeah.
Might be at dirt cheap. So yeah, possibly.
Hey, Russell Westbrook Wizards shirt.
My guy.
That's what you get.
Ross Dress for Less. They're going to have some of that shit.
I will find. Yeah. Yeah. I will be on the lookout for Wizards jerseys. Yeah. And Fender, it's yours when I find it.
Okay. So Blazers game was fun. It was fun to watch. Everybody actually watched it, which was fun. Good communal experience in our Discord while we're watching it. Good times there. They're going to lose to the Spurs. You get that gentleman sweep with the Spurs with this Blazers team. I think you're happy, right? Like you're happy. This is a good season.
I was telling my kids actually today. I was like, hey guys. So granted, back in this day, these were 3-game or 5-game series instead of 7. But I was like, there was a streak of 3 straight years where my dad thought it was funny, where we would go to the Rose Garden for elimination games when it was down 0-2.
Every time it was elimination game.
So it was twice the Lakers and once the Spurs. And maybe the Spurs was a 7-game series because that was the second round. But I think it was twice the Lakers with Kobe and Shaq, and it was 0-2. They win, lost in 3. And I go, we went. You know, he would take me. He just thought it was funny. And I was like, we'll go, you know, if they're down 0-3. And then I realized I'm not even going to be in town, so I can't do it. But for a second, I was like, damn. Right. I was going to rekindle the familial tradition of going for 16 cents to watch the Blazers maybe get swept, maybe not.
Best case scenario, you're catching a playoff win here.
Yeah.
For like no money. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. No, like I was telling, was like, you know, some of them
get to watch Kobe. Come on. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Like one of them was fun because it was like, yeah, whatever. But the Spurs sweep really sucked because it was like,
Blazers. Was that the Sean Elliott 3 game?
It was that year. It wasn't that game, but it was that year. I was like, damn, I thought we had a chance. Nope. No. No, they didn't.
Very good teams in the NBA at that time.
It was very hard to. I'm glad there wasn't like a online gaming, because when I was playing like NBA Live 98 that year, I couldn't be like, I swear Rasheed is better than Tim Duncan. You fucking bleepity bleep bleep bleepers.
God, you ever seen a big man who could shoot from the outside like this? You son of a.
It's just usage rate is why he scores 15 a game.
Bank in another shot, you fucking turd.
He's got Steve Smith on the roster.
Okay, so here we go. Zers, Spurs. Here we go. Get a win. Make us proud or something. And then Splitter's on a one-year deal, yeah? Yeah.
I don't even know what his deal is.
He's it was like a through the end of the season thing, right?
He's interim. Yeah. He's interim coach.
You make him coach, right?
No, you're wrong.
Okay,
you go out and try to get someone.
Who?
No, guys, report. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay,
listen. Stop
is
interrupting.
Is it going to be Drew Holiday?
Fuck up! Shut up!
Okay.
Reports from the Oregonian say Tom Dundon, the new Blazers. Shut up! The new Blazers owner wants to hire a young coach who is an ex-NBA player. Okay.
J.J. Redick?
Top two on the list.
I can't think of one.
Top two on the list. Top two on the list that the Oregonian has said is rumored to be out there. Jared Dudley. Did I do anything for you? Number two. Royal Ivy. Does Royal Ivy do anything for you?
Ivy might move the needle a little bit.
Or, hear me out, they could just re-sign the coach, who is a young coach, first-time coach, who is also an ex-NBA player in Tiago Splitter.
Who got them to the fucking playoffs somehow.
I was reading that the other day, and I was like, this... Are they expecting Splitter to be like, I want Phil Jackson money? No.
He'll
take anything.
This is his first actual head coaching job.
Yes. Give him 3 years guaranteed at the lowest salary in the NBA. He's like, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes, for God's sake, yes. Jesus Christ, man.
Even if he gets fired, he'll now be a retread, and he'll get guaranteed one more job because he did a good job this year, and he's a good-looking dude. You know what I mean?
Good-looking young dude. Yep. Yeah. Tall.
When I was reading that, I was like, on what planet are people like, Jared Dudley, who's never been Royal Ivy?
Do you know what teams they are currently assistant coaches on?
No!
I don't even know who the fuck Royal Ivy is.
I think he played at Texas in college, but I have no idea the NBA wise.
Was he with the Pistons?
I don't know.
I feel like he was with the Pistons for.
Do you know who Jared Dudley is, Braga?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Played for the Suns, right?
Yeah. Yes, he played. Yeah, Dudley, journeyman. Yes. But yeah, journeyman Royal player, Ivy. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I think he played for the Longhorns, but yeah, I have
genuinely
clue,
never
NBA
heard of
wise.
That person. Fender confirms it's Texas. Yes. So.
Oh yeah.
Said he was head coach in Europe, which I don't even think that counts for anything.
Splitter yeah, was. Count. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Splitter was. Okay. What? Yeah. But, yeah. I just read that. I was like, guys, you have that. He's currently coaching your team.
And if, like you said, if that's the angle you want a young coach like that, yeah, you stick with Splitter. But there are good coaches that are not coaching teams currently.
Uh-huh.
They're
Doc Rivers guy?
Not a Doc guy.
Uh-huh.
I'd probably be more of a Tibbs guy.
Oh. Just what the Blazers franchise needs is a coach who's... reputation is driving knees
yes,
into the
driving
ground.
Knees
in, yeah, yep. That fits. That does yeah. fit.
Who else you
That's
got?
Probably where I'd go.
Who else you got? That's who you want?
That's who I'd want. Yeah. I mean, who else is Malone?
No, he's the Carolina coach.
Yeah.
Where have that's been? Right. He did just hire that bullshit. Just, yeah. That fake job thing he got. Yeah.
Ben Ross says
what's
Dan
up?
Hurley.
What's a Dear. Vogel doing? I forget his first name. That Vogel guy.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Scrappy Pacers teams won a title with the Lakers in the bubble.
Yep.
So good we can't remember his first name.
Frank.
Brian Vogel? Frank Vogel. Okay. Frank. Yeah. Frank Vogel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A nice guy named Terry Stotts available.
Yeah. I think he's fine just sitting at the Warriors.
I think he's very good at
it. He's doing okay.
Okay.
Mike Brown.
Stop naming people in the fucking chat, you
pivoting,
guys. Stop
pivoting,
it.
Pivoting,
please.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Because we just said Warriors. We'll spend 2 minutes on it. We'll get off the NBA.
Y'all doubt
Last
Steph.
Night with Warriors. Oof. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. Steph looked like shit for most of the game and then went on a barrage that was a throwback. And we kind of talked about this last week where Tiger Woods is one of those athletes where no one is like, you're washed, you know, like you suck, you're washed. Steph is in that where we don't, and it's because he's 6'1", you know, without shoes
but
on.
Then
he's
does
relatable.
Stuff like this, man.
But he does stuff like that. And the Warriors are done. Like, even if they beat Phoenix tomorrow, they're getting swept by the Thunder.
They needed Horford to bury like four threes in the fourth quarter
Go
to win that
four
game.
For four.
Yeah, get but the fuck still, out of here. That's not going to carry.
But it was still very fun.
Entertaining,
and I
yes.
enjoyed it.
Entertaining.
And like going back a decade when it was Warriors, Cavs, Steph, LeBron, I was a LeBron and a Cavs guy. It's 3-1. Okay, the Warriors won that battle. You could say the Cavs had the coolest championship out of those four. But whatever. But the thing is I logged on to Twitter last night and was like, I just want to see what people are saying. Steph Curry, and I think it's because he's 6'1 without shoes and is relatable. He's one of those guys. We have extended him, and Ski, you mentioned it in the Discord. Mm-hmm. We've extended him some grace. Yes. I don't think. We're not extending LeBron that grace. Let's say the Lakers with no Luka and no Reeves lose 4-1 to the Rockets, which they should.
They should.
It is going to be, do we need to take a title away from LeBron? That was embarrassing. This sucked. He sucks. Why did we ever have him in the title? You know, why was there ever a debate if he's good at basketball? This guy's... I'm just saying, we're not going to extend the grace to LeBron because he's 6'8" and is chiseled and looks like he could beat people up and jump over them. And it's just, it's funny how we do that, basically.
Despite him clearly scoring 35 a game in the series, because he's going to have
to.
Like nobody else
clearly
is.
Clearly being a better player than Steph Curry. Yeah.
He's going to get like a triple-double every game, and they're going to lose all of their games.
It won't matter. It won't matter. It'll just be like, just on that note, I was driving home from work today, and it was on a Eugene radio station, and he was interviewing a Portland column. columnist, or not a columnist, just sports writer. I think you can know who I'm talking about. He's a big Chicago guy.
Yeah.
And they were talking about
Kendrick.
Pretty much. They were talking about how Kendrick Perkins said something about how
actually funny. Good one. All right.
They were saying that, like, if Kendrick Perkins said something like, if the Lakers win a game in this series, the GOAT debate is over. It's LeBron. You know, of course that's dumb. Of course that's dumb, right? Yes, that's dumb. It's Kendrick Perkins. He knows what he's doing. And these two sports people went on the thing. They're like, you want to know what? I don't even think LeBron's, someone said in the mentions that this was settled in 2016 when LeBron and the Cavs came back from a 3-1 deficit to beat the Warriors. I don't even think that was that impressive. You want to know what? Michael Jordan never went down more than 0-1. That's more impressive. I'm like, guys, that was against the fucking 73-9 Warriors.
Yeah.
I'm not old enough to remember that Blazer team that Michael Jordan beat, really. I'm not old enough to remember that Lakers team he beat. I just know Magic Johnson was old and Byron Scott didn't play. Like, the Lakers were toast. Like, whatever. And if you really want to try and tell me that those two Jazz teams with Stockton and Malone were better than the... It was just, it's like, nope, more impressive to just beat the Jazz than... Guys, the Warriors were very clearly better than all those teams. If you still want to think Michael Jordan's the GOAT, that's fine. But this is dumb, because coming back from 1-3 against that team, their point was, listen, I think there are more than 10-plus teams that if you just you drop them into a finals... And then you say you're down 1-3. I think at least 10 teams come back from that. And it's like, guys, this doesn't happen. Like, there's a reason.
Especially that team was incredible.
Like, sorry, it was Aaron Fentress who was saying, like, Aaron, you're being so disingenuous about these 73-9 Warriors being equitable to fucking the Supersonics in 96.
I'll say, and the other guy he was talking to was Steve, and I love Steve.
Yes,
we all know this. We all love Steve. But one of the problems I always had is that he would never really push back, like, ever, on any opinions that people brought onto his show. Like, that is one where you got to be like, my guy, that Warriors team was incredible. Like, and they had a lead. Like,
no, Steve's a CNN reporter talking to Trump.
Zero pushback.
Asinine statements being thrown about.
Because that is the shtick, though. Like, just endless asinine statements. So whatever.
How about that Warriors team was pretty good. How about that Warriors team was pretty good.
Give me that.
Yeah. Let's say when it was 3-1, none of us thought they were coming back. Let's just be honest about that one. There's a reason why 40 million Americans were watching the last three games of that series. Because that was incredible.
Incredible.
That was insane.
Probably the best finals ever.
kind of like defining moment for LeBron in his whole career. So if you're going to take that away from him, then all right.
Like, I was just listening. I was like, oh my God. Cause I know these guys would have some sort of argument in football where they're like, no, Joe Montana is better than whoever, because he had late game comebacks. He was pushing. He came back with LeBron. It's like, not impressive.
Joe Montana never lost the Super Bowl.
I know.
Best quarterback ever. What do you mean?
But, you know.
That is not my argument. That is an argument. I am a 49ers fan. That should be my argument. That is not my argument. Tom Brady is the best quarterback to ever live. Like, we can stop.
He's lost the Super Bowl, though. Fuck out of here.
Cool story.
Lost a couple of them.
Cool story.
Bum. Eli Manning, he never lost a Super Bowl.
He also went to a few.
win percentage, Eli win percentage. Manning. Checkmate. Yep.
With the exception of like a few seasons with Randy Moss, he was thrown to like short white dudes nonstop. Like, come on.
couple Super Bowl wins before the Bucks. Yeah. What a gross era of NFL football. It was just, here's a 3-yard slant. Every team was doing it. It was disgusting, but I digress.
You guys,
you know, 3-yard slant.
There's one thing I know about you guys is you hate the West Coast offense. Like throwing to running backs for like 150 times in a season just is not going to cut it for you.
Where do you think Tom Brady ranks in a Super Bowl win percentage? Ooh. Like, I'm kind of joking. Is he top 10?
With a minimum amount of Super Bowls?
No, just one.
Well, there's a whole bunch
of
zeros.
That's the joke. So.
Not top 10.
I was actually thinking about it because he... of the percentage wise, he went to so many, but he lost a couple.
Bum.
We're not doing this.
Bum.
But back to your whole thing about LeBron and the Houston series coming up. We're kind of in for it here because if Houston somehow loses, at least we get Durant being washed because he's not catching as much heat as LeBron. Yeah. Obviously, everyone loves the pile on LeBron, but there's definitely been rumblings about KD.
A couple of weeks ago, and I meant to write it down and I didn't, but someone was breaking down his career. It was like, you know, his first four years, don't judge an NBA player by that. And then it was like the next 4 years. And, you know, they kind of did it by blocks, but it was like, once he got out of left the Warriors, it was a year to recover from an Achilles. And then it was like, they won a series in Brooklyn, should have won two, if you remember, but his shoe was like right on the line.
His feet are too big. Yeah.
Yes. And if they win that, they beat the Bucks. They probably go to the finals, blah, blah, blah. Or maybe they do. But then it was like swept, missed the playoffs, didn't win. It's like, I think it was like he has 8 playoff wins total. In the last like
since
6 years.
Leaving the Warriors.
Yeah, something insane. I'm like, that is crazy. And granted, there's some context, you know, torn ACL or Achilles, you know, but
that's the problem.
I was like, that's kind of crazy that he won so much and then he's still good. He's still really good.
Yeah, so was LeBron. They're both averaging over 20 still.
Insane stat where it was like, damn, like these guys have won more series since 2020 than KD has won games in the playoffs.
Yeah. That goes back to your point of tiny Steph Curry, you know, no one can hate on that, but 7-1 Durant and like 6-10 LeBron.
Right.
Like, oh, you start seeing, they're only averaging 20. They're only averaging 7 rebounds. Oh
yeah.
Fucking Steph couldn't make a shot in the paint to save his fucking life in that game last night.
No,
could not. Anytime he got to the paint, 0% chance that shit was going in.
Didn't need it though.
Didn't need it though. When you just bomb threes, which we brought it up last week, he still has many years in the NBA if he can convert to just being a sixth man or even just being that third option, just catch and shoot guy because he will make his shot. Still.
Get him a point guard who can drive the lane and draw defenses, and he will still score 30 points a game. Just chilling and hucking threes all day long. It's the easiest, most effortless shot in the history of our sport. Like, he is incredible. I was thinking about that with KD too. It's like, to your point, like, I think the difference between KD and LeBron is KD's like the same age essentially, but KD is like skinny and frail, and his body is doing what it's supposed to be doing. That's why LeBron is different. That's why LeBron is special. And you're like, he could play another 5-6 years if he wanted to. He could do the Tom Brady shit and play till he's like almost 50 years old if he wants to. I mean, he's an incredible physical specimen. Like, do we actually think, like, actual question, like, LeBron James decides to play till he's 50. What, 15 points a game when he's 50?
He could be a role player for sure.
He could come off the bench until he's 50.
He's not going to probably not going to body people anymore. But like,
no. But
I bet he'd figure it out. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy. No,
he'll move around out there like Antoine Walker towards the end of that, but he'll still get buckets.
Yeah.
Crazy. People still talk down on that guy, and it's just crazy. Just crazy. It's looking for something to talk about.
Well, again, it's always they'll always just throw it out, as King was saying, oh, he's not better than Jordan. Mm-hmm. All right, okay, fine. He's fine. He's by far the best player of this generation since Michael Jordan. You're going to have the Kobe people in there too, but I'm sorry. I think he's better than Kobe.
Yeah.
He's a better all.
Yes.
We don't got Duck Duck Chef in here to start blowing up the fucking chat with his Laker love.
Duck Duck Chef knows LeBron is better than Kobe.
LeBron is better.
He has said that. He has admitted that. He knows it.
Yeah.
But he does know that technically, as a basketball player, LeBron is better than Kobe.
He thinks Kobe's more influential, though.
That's not actually that wrong.
The shoes. People are still wearing the Kobe shoes.
Guys aren't influential. We don't relate to LeBron. We didn't relate to Shaq. Shaq had one shoe that sold. You know what I mean? Like, LeBron had some shoes that sold, but, you know, we don't relate to that.
I think this goes back to last week, Braga, and you're wondering why people still, root and want Tiger Woods. It's because people relate to popping pills and wanting to bang porn stars and fucking hitting bumps and playing golf. It's relatable.
No, they like the TMZ shit. They like watching people up high fall. I think that's more of it.
No, because this is from a golf. This is just purely from a golf. Like, if you ask any golf fan.
Oh, so they would have
wanted to see Tiger Woods in the Masters.
Why people still root for him?
All
right.
They want to see him out. They wanted to see him out in the Masters, you know, dragging his fucking crippled body around the course and miss the cut. Yeah. They still would have wanted to see it.
So golf people do, or the general public?
Golf fans. Well, the general public doesn't care about golf.
Well, I think the general public cares about Tiger Woods. And so do golf people actually want Tiger Woods to come back and be successful?
Not be successful.
Successful, no.
Okay.
Come back.
They just want to see him go out there and limp around for 2 days and miss the cut.
Okay.
Hit two crazy.
It's kind of a weird kink. We're like, we want to see him miss the cut by 12 strokes and look really uncomfortable. But damn it. PGA Woods 98 was thick on the PlayStation.
You just want to see two of those classic Tiger shots. Those little, a low stinger under a tree that he stuffs to 5 feet. You just want to see that one or two of those.
No, it does. It reminds me of Arnold and Jack doing their senior tour stuff, where they would drag their old asses out there, get a fucking money ass drive, and then wave to everybody. They'd be 20 over par. They'd be trash at actual
They were playing in the Masters. They would have those three in player hit those first tee balls of every fucking Masters.
Yeah. Just drag their old asses out there. Is that what Tiger is now? They just make him do that.
Yeah. Except for Tiger's not going to do that though, unless in his mind he can compete is the problem.
Yeah, he needs to come to terms.
Well, spoiler, Eldrick, you can't.
Yeah, he needs to come to terms with a lot of things.
That's why I said this. Yeah. That's why I said the senior tour. He could compete on that.
Absolutely.
He could battle Ernie Els out there. Patrick Harrington, he's got it.
Patrick.
That's not a sad visual at all.
No. It's by the way, it is really weird the things that we're talking about.
Playing
right
in
now.
The Yuma Open against battling Patrick
Harrington. The fucking Waterbury Open here.
The topic in the last 10 minutes has been wild because we're talking about Tiger Woods in the senior tour. How fucking old are we? We're talking about Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant retiring and being old. How fucking old are we?
We're old.
Weird. We're old. I don't like it.
We're about to die. We're about to die.
Basically.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
One way or another. I mean, maybe not old age quite yet, but yeah. Let's see. What else we got sports-wise? So Ducks are in spring football. I don't know that there's a heck of a lot to talk about there. They're doing.
I don't follow spring football. I've said it before. Tearing ACL or popping Achilles. Don't want to know.
They're doing their little.
There's no QB battle. Don't pay attention.
They're doing their little promo videos. So if you're interested, those are on YouTube. They're doing the different position videos. So those are, I mean, they're like 5 minutes, and so they're worth a watch. Like, might as well. Yeah. See Dylan Raiola and throw a touchdown pass to his brother in a practice. Sure. Like, whatever.
Like, but are you at the age now to where, like, you hear the things of, like, Nasir Wyatt, and you start looking towards the season like, oh, him on the edge now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's when you put the names in the back of your head, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's put on 27 pounds of muscle. Shaved a full second off his 40. Yeah, okay, yeah. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
I love those stories. He weighs as much as Will Anderson and as fast as Usain Bolt. All right, he has 2 career tackles. That's cool.
One was real cool.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
The one where he was not blocked, like that you or I definitely could have sacked Williams on that play. Yeah.
It was very cool.
Did Flo ruin this for us? Like when they start talking about like his size and speed and how he looks, and then we saw him actually play the game of football, and like that it's not translating for you here, buddy, onto the field. I'm sorry. You are atrocious. Justin Flo,
even with the jacked up pads, was the smallest big linebacker I've ever seen. He looks like he should just be a safety.
It had no body fat whatsoever, but he was so tiny. Yeah.
Tiny. Like, tiny.
Yeah.
And it was very crazy looking at him next to Sewell for that year. Because it was like,
Sewell's that should be a safety.
Sewell's probably too big. And Flo is too small.
Can we step in the middle here?
But damn, they're both 5 stars. That's great.
And they're dropping them both back in coverage all the time. Ooh, awesome.
Nobody can cover. Yeah, one of them likes to do late hits all the time.
No one coverage was a real. That was a fun one.
Oof. Yeah, Fender is saying
he's still
Flo's
in the NFL.
Picture,
so good for him.
Fender is saying, Booble is saying, Flo's picture when you Google him is still that Oregon one with his abs out. Yeah, his abs are impeccable. I bet they still are. Cool. Go to be a professional weightlifter.
Flo, I'm shocked, and I'm being serious. Like, this isn't like a diss because there's money to be made.
Yeah.
How has no one in Flo's camp been like, dog, it's been 7 years since you've been in college. You have whatever your degree is. You're close enough to finishing in a post-grad degree, stop playing football, go to Orlando or wherever the training ground is, try out for WWE.
Yes.
Just be a character.
Yeah.
UFC either too. He's got the body. People would love that.
You see him fight? I think that would end badly for him because one is real and one is fake. I'm not sure if you know that, Ski. The WWE, not real. It is scripted.
Flo's got those short arms. That's the problem, Ski. I get what you're saying, but he's got those short arms. He would get his ass handed to him.
Take it to the fucking mat, man.
All right. I don't see it.
Yeah, sure.
Because clearly he's really good at wrapping people up. Like, he's very good.
Did you guys watch any of the UFC last weekend on Saturday?
Nope.
Yes. I saw, like, the
there
end
was,
of it. Yeah.
Okay, that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
There was I think it was heavyweight. I don't remember the guys' names. They were very big. They were very tired. And the guy that ended up winning, don't know his name. You could tell me it. I think it would jog my memory, but I don't know his name. But
I saw the injury one where the guy got injured and then ended up winning.
Yes.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, so not that one. Okay. This is just two big boys.
Josh Hockett?
Yes.
And Curtis Blaydes.
And if you look up Blaydes should have beat the shit out of Hockett. But if you look up Hockett's, like, I believe it's WWE, like, his tryouts, he's like, he spans the world on being like stereotypical, like, that's his bit, where he's like, I'm a racist Italian, or I'm a racist Mexican, and it just doesn't work because he's an extremely bad actor.
That sounds perfect for the WWE.
It doesn't, because he's a terrible actor and he doesn't look good. And it's just like, when I say he doesn't look good, like, if I saw him at the pool, I'd be like, that guy looks great. But like, for the circuit he's in, he doesn't look great.
It's different.
And if you watch him fight against Blaydes, just the, again, he beat me up. I will admit that. But it's just, you know, when it's him being like, oh, I will punch you in the spicy meatball. Ooh. It just didn't
Here's
work. Here's
great info out of CT Benoit. Apparently he's fighting on the White House card. So you got that.
Yeah, that
to
card stinks, by the way.
Yeah.
Speaking of the White House, did you guys see the Secretary of War? Is that Pete Hegseth?
Yep.
Did you see his, they were holding a chaplain service today for the Department of War. Did you see that?
I didn't.
And he was doing a sermon.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ski? Don't recite it. Cause I wrote it down.
I'll know what I'm talking about, right? You go. I'll let you do.
Yeah. This is my first time hearing it. Yeah.
I want to read you the Bible scripture.
Okay.
That Hegseth read to the Department of War today.
There's one thing I know about this administration. They are big Bible guys.
Hmm. Yes. And if you want to remember, speaking of the Bible, there was a controversy this week of President Trump posting a meme of him being Jesus. Being and he Jesus. Said he was, yeah. No, I was just a doctor, you know? Okay. So on the heels of evangelicals being upset about that.
Did you see the one Iran released afterwards with Jesus actually flying in and then punching him and his head flying off? It was pretty great. You know. It was pretty great. It was pretty good. AI battles, like, we're 2026. We got countries doing AI battles on X.
We do. With Legos. It's with, very bizarre. Yeah. So here is Hegseth's Bible verse he read to the Department of War today.
Let's have it.
The path of the downed aviator is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he in the name of camaraderie and duty.
He said,
shepherds the lost through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the founder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to capture and destroy my brother. And you will know my call sign is Sandy One when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Hegseth 25:17.
Well, I recognize part of that.
You recognize all of that.
Oh. Yeah.
That's Tarantino 25:17, yeah. Ezekiel 25:17.
Yeah. That's.
Is he? I think he might drop an Austin 3:16 next week, so just keep an eye out for it.
Because they show a crowd about halfway through, you see people be like, yeah, I've seen this movie, Pete. This isn't actually from the Bible at all. And you're right.
Yeah, this is not real.
It never was.
This is not actually.
And you're doing calls. My call sign? What are you talking about? But the video of him doing it is very funny because he's just like, I'm killing this.
Yeah, he knows he's killing it.
So good.
CTE Benoit, Hegseth 3:16 said, I just bombed your school.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Holy shit, that's
good. That is pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, tweet
that's
of the
pretty
day.
Good. Yeah.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain. Oh, God.
I want him to do like the Coolio thing next. Yeah. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at a child and I hit him in the cleft. You know, like, because I've been clapping and shooting so hard that, you know.
Yep. Yep, I do know.
Yeah. Yeah. Even their mama thinks that I went too hard. You know, that'd be great. Yeah. Let's keep this going, Pete.
Yeah. A Hegseth original.
Keep. I mean, if anyone knows anything about comedy, you got to keep the bit going.
Yeah.
Just rule one.
I will, at least I will three. Strike down upon thee with great vengeance. And vengeance. It's like, buddy.
Bro.
I know that movie was old. Yeah. It's kind of a famous one.
Yes.
There were some well-known people in that movie. I gotta be honest.
Maybe Buster. Probably one of the most used monologues for like college actors in acting class.
That reminds me. So I guess what's worse? Are we going him quoting a Tarantino movie that everybody fucking knows, or Melania completely copying Michelle Obama's speech like 2 years after she gave it? Literally word for word.
I mean, I'll go this because we know that. We don't really remember the Obama speech, even though I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
In real time, we're like, what the fuck?
Like, literally, they play it side by side. It's literally the same thing. It's so funny.
So bad.
Is it bad that I still see some Dan Lanning and Pete Hegseth? Like, I could totally see Lanning changing up the words, too, and giving a fucking pregame speech with that as well.
Oh, yeah. Acting like it's his original, absolutely.
But Elite, he purposely pull it from a movie. Like, that is his kind of his shtick.
Here's the thing: I bet you, I would not be surprised if Lanning has not seen Pulp Fiction and saw that speech and was like, "That rocked,
yo,
that rocked,
yo."
I'm glad we won the war in Iran. Thank you, Pete. That shit ruled. Noted. I will rip this off for a speech this year too, because no one has heard this.
We get inspiration from everywhere, guys. Oh God, please play the Hegseth video in the next like Ducks versus Them. Oh please, oh please, I want it so bad.
If Dan Lanning was coaching in the SEC, that would 100% be happening.
Which coach? Okay. Maybe not Dan and for the whole team, but which assistant coach plays that video for their team? We got Akili or Aliki? Sorry.
Aliki.
No.
The new OC? Is Rashad, Samples doing it?
Rashad Samples might do it.
Oh God!
The path of the down DB is beset by the, you know what, the coverage up
the
top.
Cover three.
The cover three.
But lo be him who plays the flat and not in his identity. Oh, there we go. Found it.
Blessed is he in the Tampa 2.
Yeah. Yes.
For he is truly. Yeah.
Something about Tony Dungy.
Above my head's keeper.
Something about Tony Dungy. No, he's truly Dungy's keeper.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Tampa 217. Amen. All right. Time to write a Bible. Talk about moneymakers. Yeah.
Create our own religion.
Full circle. I mean, yes. Full circle from the Twitch discussion earlier. That's what we need to do, is just write a Bible. The new Testament. You know what I'm saying?
New Old Testament.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we want that fire and brimstone in ours. That's what makes you money. So
the new Old Testament, the search for Curly's gold. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I mean, hey, drop. God, you missed a perfect chance to drop our movie for the week, Braga. Yeah,
that's right. Do we have any more sports to talk about? Cause we can just go into the top three, the list. Like, I can't really think of it.
I know you guys are pretty invested in the Portland Fires drafts that they did, their expansion draft and the actual draft.
I don't know anything about it. Only WNBA I heard was Sabali joining Sabrina.
And she shaved her dome.
And she shaved her dome, which was like, I know why. It was like charity is the wrong word, but it was like an honor of thing. But Sabali had cool fucking hair, man. That was like a big deal for her to shave her fucking head. So
the good news for most of us is that the hair will grow back.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why
she'll be all right.
I don't know why you're saying it like that. I don't know.
I won't even shave my head anymore because I'm afraid it won't.
Oh, you're the risk. Yeah. You're not going to risk it.
Terrified.
Yeah. I bicked it a few days ago. Doing okay. Yeah. Okay, so did you have something you wanted to talk about with the Portland Fire ski?
No, I don't care.
Okay, then why are you bringing it up?
Because that was news in our Pacific Northwest sports world, okay. Braga. Sure. That's why.
Sure. Okay. All right. We got a correction.
We bring up Oregon baseball. No one gives a shit about that.
No. You remember
Oregon baseball? Tough. Yeah. Tough times. They've now been like forecasted to like not only not host a regional, but to go to like the number one seed in the SEC. So
yeah,
granted they beat them Vandy boys in Nashville a couple years ago. Them Vandy boys.
Them boys.
So it's possible, but my God, figure it out, pal. It was figure it out, guy.
Hey,
come on, pal.
Hey,
Buster.
Hey, you know what you're not doing,
pal.
Hey,
not that guy, pal.
Hey,
you're not that guy.
Not that guy.
Remember corrections? Remember those on this podcast?
Yeah, we got rid of those.
We hear you. We hear you, mm-hmm. And we see you.
Yep. We got an instant one from WCP. Tampa 2 was Monty Kiffin's creation. Dungy happened to be the head coach at the time. So, okay. We hear you. We see you. We value you. Shut up. Okay, our list.
We do not care.
None of those things I just said are true. So
Monty Kiffin does not exist.
No. You're just making up names, right? Like you heard Lane Kiffin's name, and you're just
One's named Monty. We know that. Come on. There's no one named Monty.
Not outside of like Chip and Dale cartoons. Nobody's named Monty.
Name your favorite Monty's.
Top three Monty's. Monte Cristo.
Does
Monte Ellis?
Does Monte Ball count?
Does Del Monte Pineapple
Del
count?
Del Monte, there you go. Perfect. All right, that's our list. We're done. Thank you for watching. All right, before I do our list, we do have a movie podcast every Sunday. Let me go ahead and give that to you guys. It is Tubi month, so it's on Tubi, and it's my movie, and I chose Night Shift. So watch Night Shift on Tubi.
I did not choose the 1982 movie for the week. I'm just throwing that out there. I did not choose it.
That movie is as old as I am. And you know what? You know what? Not a lot of 80s movies, you know? Pretty good. It's pretty good. So watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Night Shift. Henry Winkler and Michael Keaton and Shelley Long in that one.
I misread.
Did you watch the wrong movie?
I was watching Night Court.
The old one, not the new one with the blonde chick with big hands from Big Bang. Yeah, all right.
No. Dang, I really got that one wrong.
That is your description of a human being, Ski.
Was that Kelly Kelly Cuoco?
No, that's the main chick.
Yeah. Oh,
but the thing is, you know exactly who I'm talking about by my description.
He didn't. He was guessing wrong. Yeah,
the Rose Ingigwaku girl, Blossom. The Blossom Girl?
No, the other. You've named there's three.
You guys watch way too much Big Bang Theory when you're going into the third and fourth pitcher in Big Bang Theory. I don't even want to know. This is gross. I'm judging you. I don't want to know. Move on.
We've had this discussion before. The only time I have watched Big Bang Theory is when it was after a game and I accidentally left the TV on and it switched to Big Bang Theory. And I have it on in my house and I see it for like 30 seconds and I'm like, this is the worst shit I've ever seen in my whole fucking life.
Bazinga!
Can't change it fast enough. Like, oh my God.
And then you immediately went, yeah, let me get you two broke girls. I was trying to be subtle there, Ski.
Yeah. Ski is not subtle. If you listen to the movie podcast last week, you heard Ski was missing out on those big cans. Like he needs them.
San
Giacomo
cans. Emo with big natties. I mean, come on.
God damn.
She's married to fucking Andrew WK. Come on.
Yeah. Kat Dennings, right?
Is that the singer guy?
Kat Dennings, had one hit, I believe.
He just looks like he stinks. Like there's some
real
people
possibility
just look
about
like
that.
Steak.
Yeah, long greasy hair, like
just yeah. looks like he smells like garlic out of the shower.
Yeah.
Patchouli oil.
I mean, that's
okay.
Nah, because that's a scent. That's like
mm-hmm. yeah,
it doesn't smell good.
It's just his own scent.
That's what I'm saying. He puts on himself, so he already stinks, and then he throws that on it. So he's got the combination of BO and that. That is a specific smell, and it's really bad.
I've gone to school and worked with people who smell like that. Yeah,
that's what I picture.
Shout out the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah,
I mean we do live in Eugene, which is kind of built on that.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it, guys.
Have you guys ever worn patchouli as a gag? Like,
I don't even know where you acquire patchouli oil. The Kiva? Is that where I got to go get it?
1000%. Probably Sundance.
Sundance. Yeah. Sundance. I mean,
you
New
achieve
Frontier?
It.
I mean.
You procure it procure it from a woman with matted hair. That's where you get it. You don't buy it. You trade goods. You give her a mango.
It's on the barter system.
You give her a mango and a top cigarette, and she gives you a dab of patchouli.
It's fucking
tops. That's fancy.
This guy doesn't know how to get patchouli oil. Can you believe that shit? Like 2026, he has no clue. You know,
you guys
as old as we are, like so innocent, Ski.
You guys ever smoke a top cigarette or a bugler?
Yeah.
Not
good.
Not a cigarette guy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Gross. Yeah.
They're gross. Disgusting. They're very gross. Yeah. And I like grew up around like somebody who smoked a lot, and I was just like, oh no, I'm not doing that. No.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about this before. I think if I grew up in a smoking household, I would have been more averse to it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. 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 Then you had like fantasies about it because you weren't around.
Yeah, rebelled. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but how good is that Camel Light, King?
Camel menthol silver
or menthol. Oh,
yeah. I'm melting just thinking about it. Oh,
stop. I can only get so erect. All right, let's do our list. So our list comes from DuckDuckChef. DuckDuckChef happens to have worked his last night. Speaking of night shift, his last night at the Washington in Bend. And so he and his lovely wife have moved to Denver, Colorado, to start new careers and new lives. And his question to us is top three states you would want to move to. Top three states in these United States of America you would want to move to.
Now, a quick question to this list. Are we moving to a place with we have unlimited money? Or is it just we take our current selves and go into a state with it?
Well, okay, so I think I maybe misread the question because I went a little more local.
I watched Night Court.
Well, no, because a state, Redding is in California. San Diego is also in California.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So just saying California is, I don't know, a little nebulous, but...
We can get specific. Do you want to get specific? I can throw that.
I went a little more specific.
Okay.
I went a little more specific.
Okay.
But we don't have to. I can just say the states.
Yeah. I mean, we can get specific if we want to. Sure. Absolutely.
All right.
Go for it.
All right. I'll start with this new terms here. It wasn't on my list of just my states. But my number three state I would live in would be South Carolina. Specifically, I would go live at Hilton Head.
Fucking same. Literally
golf,
same.
Golf, fishing, food. I don't care for the South. It's going to be too humid for me, but everything I'd want to do is in that general area.
South Carolina is also my number three. It is, like, I have heard so many amazing things about South Carolina just in terms of, like, the weather, the culture, the food, the like it's on the coast, right? Technically.
It has.
And so it's got
Hilton Head's on the coast.
It's got
touch the ocean.
It's got nice oceans. It's got nice beaches and shit like that. Like it's great. And this the spot where it is, it's like not you're also close to a lot of cool things. So you're close to North Carolina, close to Florida, close to, you know, like short drive to New Orleans, kind of maybe. I think you go through Georgia, but, you know, like, again, Georgia's there. Like, yeah.
I believe it touches Georgia.
I believe it does. Yes. I was in my head. I was like, hey, you just drive straight to New Orleans. Oh, wait, no, there's another state there. That's right.
Yeah. Florida. Because I believe I believe
North Carolina, Virginia.
Yeah. Maryland. I believe Hilton Head's like a stone's throw from the border. So, yes, it does.
Great.
And it is the risk of, I mean, Lindsey Graham would be your senator. It's the South.
Speaking of Hilton Head, a night with Lindsey Graham.
Heyo.
Right, that's a gay joke, folks.
What was yours, Kang?
My number three is as a three-time Trump voter, and it will be a four in 2028. I got to get this one out. Oh. It would either be like kind of a rugged place where I could wear blue jeans. I want to wear blue jeans sometimes when I just order a pint, you know, maybe throw on a vest.
Pint. That's fancy. You're beer in a glass.
Give me a pint.
Well,
Mike.
No, but it is still a pint of whatever the light American domestic is.
Sure.
But it would either be Denver, Colorado, or probably more likely, I couldn't differentiate, Missoula, Montana.
Oh,
just roll up right to the bar and just be like,
same thing. Yeah. Yep. Denver, Missoula, same thing. Yeah.
Give me a hammer, you know?
Yep. And here's a quick little fun little thing I noticed.
Give me a pint of domestic, mate. That's your life. Pint of... Sorry.
Pint of hooligillians.
Hooligillians?
Hooligillians.
What?
Pint of bitters.
So
can I get a pint of bitters?
Oh, fucking
British. Sponsored by Swansea.
Swansea
City.
Flip to the Swansea match. Mike.
Fit right in.
Yeah. Missoula.
Oh, it's fantastic. But no, I went to the Eugene Flea Market this last Sunday.
Buying cards.
Downtown Eugene.
Hey,
Speaking of flea market, this fucking guy over here, fucking pod pup flea market. Get it?
No, but there was a gentleman, and one at his table, he was selling an assortment of knives and other goods. Also, was selling a Trump 2028 hat.
Ooh. You gotta get that shit and wear it on the pod, man.
I almost bought it.
Yeah. Did anyone buy one?
There was just a single hat. It might have just been his hat,
one.
And he was resting on the table.
Low yes. overhead. Gotta appreciate it.
I love that he just made one. Yeah, made in China. Good point, WCP.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, threes from the chat. Swoosh, McDuck, Idaho, Kootenai County for no reason at all. I don't get that joke. What's Kootenai County? Idaho.
And I'm guessing it's probably a very racist county, though.
Okay.
Would be my guess.
Okay.
It's not Coeur d'Alene.
Nope.
No, I've been to Coeur d'Alene. It's a pretty place.
Aryan Nation, he says.
The headquarters.
I was right.
Got it. All right. Big white, Swoosh McDuck. He's a big white. Mm-hmm. Fender's number three, Charleston, South Carolina. That was actually the city I was thinking to. Boobles is Vegas suburbs. So Nevada, your choice for number three is the state of Nevada. That's interesting. WCP's is Alaska.
Oh,
I mean,
it's too cold.
Nice country. I don't know. There's nothing there, bro. Like, there's nothing there.
Well, if you're an outdoorsman, it's a nice place to be.
Okay. Is WCP, are you an outdoorsman? Oh, I do. I don't know. I don't see it, but whatever. Hey.
I think his downside is, I mean, it's fairly lawless, but I'm pretty sure they probably crack down on the devil's lettuce in Alaska.
I think they do, actually.
You live too close to Inuit country, and they are definitely throwing you in jail.
That is interesting. Yeah. You're going to go in one of those native jails. Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
AK-47, Colorado. Yeah. Colorado's a dope state. Like, it really is. Denver, like, Duck Duck Chef moving to Denver is a solid fucking move. Like, that's, if you can, like, I feel like Denver is just awesome. I don't know. Just everything I've heard about it. Yeah, so, good choice. I agree with your choices. CT Benoit, Des Moines, Iowa. Corn.
I love corn.
It's got lots of corn.
It's nice and juicy.
It's got some corn. All right, what's your two, Ski?
My number two, King was kind of poo-pooing on the weather of Alaska, but I would go Minnesota. They have three major sports teams, so I'll have that. But then also just the endless hunting and fishing I could do.
I thought you were going to open up a daycare.
Well, I might open up a Somali daycare. There's money to be made.
I did not say that.
You implied it. It was implied.
I just said it's a booming state with a lot of inbound young people, and they tend to breed. That's all I was saying.
And like, and you could take like a short walk to Russia too. Remember that joke from like 15 years ago, guys? Remember that one? Yeah. Yeah.
God, dropping Sarah Palin fucking bombs on here, man.
Remember Nailin Palin? Anybody? No? Okay.
Never saw it?
Nope.
But see,
nope.
I'm intrigued to hear your guys' other ones here.
Oh, sure.
Because I do have some things.
Yeah, my number two is Honolulu, Hawaii. What are we talking about? Like, it's... I've been there. It's really cool, guys.
To me, it's too disconnected from the states.
Okay, that might be a good thing.
It could be. It is a different way of living. Just being there.
There are a lot of pluses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crystal meth is one of them.
Yeah.
But
you get to see Dog the Bounty Hunter if he's still alive.
Yeah, it's a great state. That's a great chain of states. I'm not implying that it's not.
I mean, it's one state. Did you mean islands?
Well, I mean islands. I meant. Yes, of course.
It's a state of mind. Different states of mind.
It is a state of mind.
I mean, honorable mention has to be Puerto Rico, right?
Not a state yet. Yeah. Until those fucking libs get in there.
Remember, Obama was so close, man. Obama was so close at the end of his presidency. We were going to Cuba. We were going to make Puerto Rico a state. Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah. And then fucking got Bill Baboony up here ruining things.
Add that star. Add that star to the flag, guys. Dig up
Huckleboony. Huckleboony was just there.
Baboony. Baboony.
Huckleboony.
Baboony.
My number two, because I like the sun. I enjoy the sun. Mm-hmm. I prefer the sun.
Yep.
I think you freaks who like to live under a shroud of gray are indeed freaks. It would be the Phoenix, Arizona metro area. Never ending sprawl. So many shopping centers full of Chipotles.
Oh, so many.
And just generic food. I don't even need the authentic Sonoran. Just give me 110 in the summer. 90 on Christmas Day. Oh my God. I don't need to hunt out in the wilderness. I'll hunt in my home. I'll hunt in my pool. I will take those rattlers that are sneaking into my sneakers and kill and cull them. I'll step on scorpions.
You don't need to hunt if all the animals die of heat exhaustion in your backyard.
They come to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to go to them. They come to me.
Yeah.
All these critters, hairy spiders.
Swoosh says you can hunt MILFs in Scottsdale.
Oh, you can hunt those fucking leather skin fucking snowbirds coming in each winter.
Hang out in Tempe for a minute, you know. Yep.
I'll say I'll say Arizona as a whole. Like I'm sort of with you. Like Arizona's got a lot of cool shit. I don't know about the desert for me.
So hot.
I'm not made for Arizona, but like,
I'm a desert guy.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good for you.
That's why you're a big high desert California guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be down on the high. I'll be down on the deserts of California in like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Yeah.
Enjoy the sun.
You check out some like tilapia farms in the high desert.
I'm going to the Salton Sea. Look up the Salton Sea, folks. That's where I'm going. I'm not going there.
Just build a house. That's right.
Yeah.
Just prospecting for your new home.
Prospecting.
Just dig it up. Let's see. Twos. I can kind of see Swoosh McDuck, Bozeman, Montana. Probably similar reason.
Good one. Bozeman, Missoula.
Yeah.
Bull sick.
What's the Boobles? Does that say Nook, Greenland? Soon to be the 51st state. Does that say Nook? N-U-U-K?
Nook.
Nook. Yeah. Okay. Greenland. Nook. So, it's not a state, but okay. Ben Waz is
soon to be
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Are we doing like a reverse top three of places you would never want to set foot in?
Like, I think
Little Rock is up. Is
this guy doing a bit? I don't think listeners are allowed to do bits.
No, that's our thing.
Our thing. You can't do bits. What the fuck?
Let's see. Fender was going to say Denver, but everyone is. So he's saying the Florida Keys.
Very whimsical down there. Yeah. No cars, lots of bikes and walking on foot.
You just got that highway that runs through the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Booble says I'm being
a roadhouse.
Booble says
there.
I'm being a buzzkill. Am I being like a downer? Am I being like a no butt?
Well, I mean, you're shitting on everything he says. So, okay.
All right. My bad. I don't need to bring all this negativity.
Booble's number one. Live in his mother's late mother's hometown. What a shitty place to live, Booble. Why would you want to live there?
Only
what memories could you possibly have?
Only horrors come from there.
Not a state yet.
Fair. AK-47's number two is Tucson, Arizona. So,
ooh, I got it. Ooh, that's a tough one.
I don't know about Tucson. But Arizona, I'm okay with, but Tucson, I don't know. Was that it? For twos, I think it was. No, WCP says Hawaii. He says the heat would probably kill him. Let's see. You read the rest. I can't see it.
He would probably kill him, but being able to have a Hawaiian vacation every weekend sounds pretty okay to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never met someone who moved to Hawaii who didn't enjoy it. Yeah. I don't think I've met anyone who moved. Now, I think one. Most of them stay out there.
Yeah. I know somebody
like
who
said it's
who
a lifestyle that you turn into.
Yeah, totally. It really is. It's yeah.
Totally.
No. And the islands are all very different, you know, like, so.
Yeah.
Very cool play. It is. Hawaii is a very cool place.
The lifestyle is very attractive to me. I think that would
be. Yeah, except awesome. For it's also probably like $13 a gallon for gas out there, like $7 for a gallon of milk. It.
Yeah.
Is that sort of the thing, though? You move out there, you live poor, but you're living there. So it sort of makes
sense
for it. Yeah.
Yes, that's kind of, yeah, that's why the super rich elite that go out there and live, they're not living the Hawaiian style out there. That's
yeah, well, no, I mean, like, there's normals there, too. And so, you know, it's like any other place. There are poor people who live there. So you can move there and be a poor or a middle class, like whatever. So,
except, well, that's the thing with Hawaii. The middle class is so small there because one, they don't have the housing area to actually have like a middle class home, and two, everything is so fucking expensive. Unless you're making $150K a year, it's like you're living as a poor. So, I mean, and everyone, but you're living there. I mean, you're going to the gas station and getting a spam musubi anyway.
Yeah, that's all.
No matter how much you're making, that's just how you're living.
That and some shaved ice. Oh my God.
What else do you need?
After smoking some Pacalolo. Oh my God. What a day.
Just biting into a pineapple. Like,
Tony Walsh. Here you go, Howley. This is your initiation. Eat this pineapple.
I know. That's what you do in Hawaii, right? All right, number ones.
All right, my number one is predicated on that I am allowed to kind of take over the culture. My number one is going to be New Orleans.
I thought that would just be Hawaii.
Take over or take on?
Well, Well, it's kind of it's kind of the same thing in that area. New Orleans to the Swamp People land, because I want to talk like the fucking guy from Swamp People and then eat good food in New Orleans and listen to music. But I want shoot that. I have to have that accent. Shoot him.
Shoot him.
Shoot him. No, shoot him.
Shoot him.
He's trying to be the Yellow King out here, guys. He's
No. But I have to be allowed
remember
to have that.
Remember accent. That reference from 15 years ago? Yeah. I'm full of those.
He's a tree shaker. He's a tree shaker here. Shoot him.
Shoot him.
Great. Yeah.
Do you like Creole food?
Yes, very yes. much.
Yes.
Yeah. French Quarter would be fantastic.
I gotta
go
there. Have you guys been there?
Never been.
I gotta go. Like, I gotta.
Yeah, never been.
Yeah. That,
I will
way,
say, I'm gonna say I. Oh, I was gonna say that I think beignets might be overrated. It's just dough and powdered sugar.
Yeah,
that's kind of.
Yeah, but that's pretty good. Dough and powdered sugar. It's gonna be
so good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's one of those things we talked about last week, where like our kids are out of the house and I'm single guy. I can just fucking go to New Orleans. That's gonna be something that happens.
Like, I was saying, because once. You know, in like another 10 years or so, when we hit that age
yeah.
of where like, all right, where do you want to maybe settle down for the rest of your days?
Yeah, that's a good
you
one.
You know, you kind of have the options, like, because if you're thinking of like this, like, oh, I could go hide away in fucking the Northeast in the woods somewhere.
I could
or,
not. Yeah. I think New England is like the one region that is just a no-go for me.
Well, that's a huge difference between ski weather. And us.
Too. Yeah, it's just too dark and too cold.
Skis like I can skis like I said, outdoor guy.
I said Missoula, but like yeah. I said Missoula, like yeah. I could do like a Montana harsh winter. I just feel like living in Maine or Vermont is just
it's here.
I don't know. I could be totally wrong. Totally wrong.
It's living in Washington. It's like it just rains all the time and it's cold and you know you're in Arizona, dude. It's not for you.
Yeah.
No, Ski's an outdoor type. So Ski's got all that outdoor shit he can do. Yeah, we ain't built for that, man. No, sir. My number one is San Francisco, California. It's got everything. It's got my sports. It's got my family's from there. Like it's really easy for me. Like it's really easy. Like just the Bay Area I've wanted to live in my entire life. And I think I probably will. That's sort of my goal as I get into like my 50s or
but
whatever.
That so. Goes after my whole kind of thing of this. Or would you want to live in that area? Yes. With your current finances in the area.
Yeah, it's possible.
No.
You can't live in San Francisco, but you can live in the suburbs. And there are lots and lots of really cool kick-ass suburbs. So again, California was going to be my answer because there's a whole bunch of awesome shit North, South California. Like it's just
shout out to Bakersfield
without. Yeah. Fresno. I mean, come on, guys. Like what? Sacramento.
Big ups. Wairika.
Wairika.
Sacto.
Yeah.
Sacto.
Elk Grove. What you doing, baby? What you doing?
No, it's just but if I had to pick a place in California, it'd be San Francisco. Easy. Easy choice.
It is temperament.
I love the
nice
area.
Compared to
yeah.
yeah, like a San Diego is fantastic. But fuck, it's hot and dry and brown, and not
whoa.
The people, but the actual terrain. The terrain is brown.
Oh,
hey,
sanctuary cities. Am I right? We got to get rid of them.
God, oh.
Even for me, that felt a little racy.
California's too brown, he says.
Do not clip that. Do not clip that. Leave that all in.
Women are
in full context.
Oh! all right, what you got, King?
My number one would be coastal Orange County, because we're kind of doing the thing about like the money-wise. But
it's a
Huntington... Newport, Laguna Niguel. Yes, sign me up. Sign me up.
Like, yeah, that $3 million, 500 square foot bungalow. That's
like, I'm not even saying I need to live on the ocean. Ooh, I'm not saying it, but you give me like 2 miles in, you know, a walkable distance to the ocean. we all agree to
a longboard in.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you live there, it's actually generally downhill, so getting there is easy. Coming back is hard. Whatever. But yeah, you know,
your number one and my number two are very similar. Like
just you know, the
it's a vibe,
and there's just something about the ocean spray. If you've ever been inward enough, you just see the creep of the fog and the spray, and it's still 75 degrees. There's something magical about it.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, you guys are big on that marine layer.
I am big on the marine layer.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. My choices are a little different because San Francisco famously like cold as shit most of the time. But I love that place. I just love that place. Okay. Anything else? We good? Let's see. Did I do ones? I didn't do ones. Yep. I can't see them anymore. Do you want to do them?
I got it. Number one, Fender Cape Cod. He could fit in there with all the snooty, hoity-toity people there.
All these tort guys.
Yep.
Ambulance chasers, you know, fucking Jesus.
There is nobody I've met who is more Cape Cod than Fender. Jeez, that is perfect.
Jeez.
On brand.
Shocked he didn't say the Hamptons. Yeah. Shocked.
I know.
Martha's Vineyard for my secondary home? God, we gotta work on reform, people.
We gotta do it. CT Benoit, Bangor, Maine. Northeasterly guy there.
Wow.
They could be neighbors, essentially. You know?
Could be. Well, and neighbors out there, you know, 10 miles away. So we'll be good. Yeah. Close enough. We want someone else. WCP, just Colorado as a whole. AK-47, Sonoma County, California.
There you go. Sonoma's
good. Oh, and right up, Swoosh McDuck, Jupiter, Florida.
Thought he was
hanging with Tiger and Donnie T.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
Man, he's living the life. I think he knows what he's doing here.
Oh, I left out one for Braga to shit on here. Booble, Waco, Texas. What do you got to say about Waco, Texas?
I'm a little surprised nobody said Texas in general, because Texas has a lot of cool shit in it. As much played out. Yeah.
No,
okay.
Joe Rogan killed Texas.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the celebs moving to Austin.
Austin was cool. Destroyed it. Now Austin is just a Bud Light commercial.
I have heard Houston is really cool, for what it's worth.
Great food in Houston. Might be the best food city in America, but no one wants to admit it.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to say like New York.
Nobody's going to go there.
New Orleans and...
I think that honorable mention, Swoosh, Pasadena, only on January 1st.
He also asked, how many Sperry's does Fender own?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good question.
Going to need a lot of them out there in the Cape.
Fender, okay. I bet unironically owns a lot of boat shoes. And there's nothing wrong with
anyone.
That.
Okay. Anyone in here, do any of you own Sperry's or Sperry adjacent shoes? I have two pairs.
I don't know.
Had a pair. It might still be in my closet. Yeah. Purchased a pair one.
There was like a period of time where it was like the hot thing, the Sperry's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
they will eat your feet up until you break them in.
Yeah. They're big heel killers, right?
Yes.
Like you will have bloody heels. Yeah, that's
because you can't wear socks.
My thing with the Sperry's is the no socks thing. It's just kind of a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, no,
it's a genius marketing ploy because those things will eventually start stinking and you'll have to buy a new pair.
Get some more. Yeah.
Like, I'll wear them to like the store sometimes, but like.
Oh, fuck ton of Cole Haan's, no Sperry's, according to Fender.
Cole Haan's
guy.
There you go. Special. He's a special kind of tool.
I still have a pair of Cole Haan's when they first merged and joined, did a collabo with Nike. And so it's got the Cole Haan's with the swoosh on the sole.
Ooh.
They're pretty sick.
Fancy.
Get the resale market with those bad boys.
Yeah, right? Jeez. Duck, the surplus sales happening pretty soon, right? There you go. Yeah, sneaking. Yeah. You got to have like a little corner in there with your Sperry's, your Cole Haan's.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Podcast is over. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. again, the movie on Sunday is Night Shift. It is our, it is my Tubi movie. So watch that, listen to us talk about it. And by the way, get in our Discord and give us movie suggestions for next week. So give us movie suggestions in there that are on Tubi, and then we will do a poll question, and you guys can vote on that. And again, join our Discord. It's great. Whatever.
Yeah, get your votes in, and we will let you know what the winner is.
Yeah.
You will not see the vote count, but we will let you know.
Yeah, we'll let you know. Is. I don't know if Angels in the Outfield's on it, but you can check. Yeah, we'll tell you. You don't ask us, we'll tell you. Yeah, sort of like that. All right, that's it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.